This violent extremism is something that that the world has been dealing with for more than a decade now, and we obviously are trying to monitor what we consider to be a really important threat, which is this threat of foreign fighters. So it is clear that ISIL does harbor the ambition to try and radicalize people all across the globe, and one core component of our strategy has been to mobilize the forces or the leaders in the Muslim community, particularly the moderate voices in the Muslim community, to talk about what the values of Islam really are. It's a peaceful religion. And it's terrible that we're seeing some radical extremists attempt to use some of the values and tenets of that religion and distort them greatly and inspire people to commit terrible acts of violence. Now, again, I don't want to get ahead of this situation. It's still under investigation. We don't know exactly what happened yet. It's still not clear who was responsible or what their motivations were. But we are very cognizant of this threat that's posed by foreign fighters, that's posed by ISIL's attempts to use social media in a rather sophisticated way to try to inspire people around the globe to commit other acts of violence. And it's something that we work very closely with our allies on a daily basis to combat.